Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It began with a deceptively simple challenge: tell your story in 6 words. That prompt has sparked countless submissions now, a series of books, and a new civic engagement project called Six in the City. Joining us now in the studio is founding editor of Smith Magazine and creator of Six Word Memoirs, Larry Smith. Welcome back, Larry.
So nice to be here, Ann.
Okay, let's just review for the audience, the listening audience and the viewing audience now. What is the magic about number six?
Six is a great number. It's a balanced number. It's a number that backing up with Six Word Memoirs, the origin story of Six Word Memoirs comes from a literary legend, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners know. As the legend goes, Hemingway was once challenged to write a whole novel in 6 words in a barbette, where most of the good literary stuff happens. And as the story goes, he wrote For Sale, Baby Shoes Never Worn. The 6-word novel was born. So it'll be in November, it'll be 9 years, 9 years of sixing. 9 years ago, I challenged the community of Smith Magazine to give the 6-word novel a personal twist. Called it the six-word memoir, and off we went. I thought it would be a one-month challenge, and I'd give the winner an iPod, which was a good prize in 2006. But 9 years later, it has become something much more than what it started as, a civic engagement project, something in schools, something just ultimately, and here's the magic, 6 words gets people talking.
I've heard the story about Ernest Hemingway. That novel is hard to get out of my mind.
Yeah.
For Sale, Baby Shoes Never Worn. Have you been stunned by any 6-word memoirs since you started this?
I've been stunned by a lot. And you know, even the Hemingway novel, when I talk to a classroom, especially young kids, I'll say, you know, here's what it's based on. Who's heard of Hemingway? You know, in third grade, not many. Mm-hmm. Well, kids, let's talk about it. And those kids can talk about it for an hour. And I don't let them. We go on.
Yeah.
Maybe the author grew up too fast. You know, all the usual things about maybe the baby died, this kind of thing. But a third grader told me a few weeks ago, maybe the author grew up too fast. But
wow.
So just there.
So it's more the reaction to them can stun you too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with a great 6-word memoir, you know, the most stunning ones, the funniest ones, you get a reaction, whether the sort of, yeah, me too. Something like, Mom's Alzheimer's, she forgets, I remember. Which someone actually said on a radio show. We later put it in a book. And, you know, that's the thing. You probably know someone in your life, whether it's a close family member or a friend, who has dealt with Alzheimer's, cursed with cancer, blessed with friends. You know, we're the family you gossip about. If it's not your life, it's someone you know. And is that great thing? It's connection. 6 words is a conversation starter, sure, but it's a way to connect to each other in a way that many things these days can connect. But because it's a creative constraint and because it's so populist, anyone can do it. I did it with my cab driver on the way here. You know, we'll be in schools. I'll be in corporate settings. Your amazing listeners will share them today. Anyone can do the 6-word memoir.
So there's your challenge, listeners. My guest is Larry Smith, founding editor of Smith Magazine and creator of 6-Word Memoirs. We'd like to hear your 6-Word memoir. Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You know, 180 characters on Twitter means you can tweet it to us, too, very easily. Go to WOSU All Sides or check out our Facebook page and post your 6-word memoir there. We'll read it out loud on the air if you get it in fast enough. Again, 614-292-8513 if you want to give us a call. You've published 6-word memoirs on Jewish life. These are books. 6-word memoirs on love and heartbreak and other books in the 6-word memoir series. How do you suss out what makes a book?
Well, 6 words works around topics we're passionate about, our own lives, obviously, our love life, our faith. And I would love to do a Christian book, a book about all faiths. I started with Jewish because I knew how to do it. And, you know, Jews are a wordy people.
Rolled off the tongue.
As my wife can tell you, who's not Jewish. The Jewish faith is a funny, complex faith. The first one in the Jewish book is circumcision was least challenging part. It just gets harder from there. So, but all faiths are weird and funny. That's the one I know. So you start with what you know. And For me, as I so, for example, the next book, which is out this fall, is The Best Advice in Six Words. It's not a pure memoir book, right? It's the best advice you've given or received. And I did that book because I listened to my community. People started sharing six-word memoirs in the form of six-word advice, and they kept doing it and doing it. So eventually we created a section on the site, sixwordmemoirs.com advice. And, you know, once you get about 5,000 or 10,000 in, you can pretty much make a book of 1,000.
You know, the thing about the six-word memoir is that it makes me feel like you can tell a lot of different things about yourself. You're not limited to one set of six words.
That's it. And well, for starters, I go to festivals and things. I've seen you at festivals, and I'll be at a lot of festivals this fall in Columbus. But it's like, hey, what's your six word memoir? People say, what do you mean? And you give them examples. You say, listen, maybe it's just about what you're feeling today. You know, we were at the Columbus Arts Festival earlier this year, yeah. And it started pouring. It started pouring on our booth, and we had a computer there and things. And the next six-word memoir that came up from this guy, he held up his words, wait 15 minutes, weather will change. So the six words can be in the moment. The other day, a lovely woman at a Creative Control Fest, a conference for creatives, shared her memoir, Expert at Writing, Baby at Motherhood. She just had a baby. It's part of her life that just happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
So your whole life, sure, a piece of your life. Do one, do 10 on the site. Some people have done 5,000 and 10,000 six-word memoirs. I call them my power users.
Let's talk about Six in the City, because that's what, at least I thought you started it at the Columbus Arts Festival.
That's right.
I might be wrong, but
I did.
But Six in the City, it's about Columbus. You want to do it in other cities, but you started in Columbus. Obviously, you live here.
I'm a recent transplant to Columbus. When I got here, I didn't know I would start Six in the City. It'd been an idea around what if a city engaged about who their city is, what it wants to be, their feelings about it, all in six words, across the city, in schools, at festivals, in community centers, houses of worship. And I didn't really know what city to start it in. And when I got here, after being here about 4 or 5 weeks, I thought, this is the place. It's a city on the rise. It's a very positive moment for Columbus. It's got great institutions, great community, you know, first and foremost, great public radio. And so I thought, you know what, this is the place to launch Six in the City. So it's called Six in the City Columbus. I started kind of asking people about it, and they said, that's it. We love Columbus, you know, mostly. And yet there's a little bit of an identity question here, trying to figure out who we are. So let's figure it out. What, about 800,000, 900,000 people in Columbus? Let's figure out who we are in Columbus, six words at a time, from all corners of Columbus. That's what I'm trying to do with a lot of great help.
And you're going to be doing it in a series of events over the fall and ongoing, right?
It'll be an ongoing project. What I hope is that there's a series of events I'll be leading and working with many great partners like the Harmony Project and Independence Festival, Independence Day Festival, and some great businesses. And the idea is that we'll have events where people come and share six words. Sometimes they'll tell backstories at Katzinger's this fall. People will come and they'll do what you do at Katzinger's. They'll eat and they'll tell stories.
Well, you wait in line first, but...
Well, not at this event, because it's going to be a special event, a smaller crowd. No.
Okay.
But, and you know, Diane, who owns Katzinger's, uh-huh. She's going to share the six-word origin story of Katzinger's. I was just met with her and I was like, well, how did this come up? Can you tell me in six words? She said, Miami Deli made me do it. Then she told me the backstory, and I won't tell it now.
Uh-huh.
But people have been eating there for years, don't know really how Katzinger's came to be. Then other people share stories about Katzinger's, their stories, and then they'll eat. And when we go to Yoga on High, we'll do yoga, and we'll share stories about wellness and yoga and community. And wherever Six in the City goes, whether other people take it there themselves or I go there with it, it'll be about their place in Columbus and what happens there, and hopefully they'll get their own, you know, their own community members talking.
Where are the callers? Call in with your six-word memoirs right now, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. That's a ticket. Get those phones ringing, because Larry Smith, my guest, and I love to listen to six-word memoirs. Larry is the founding editor of Smith Magazine, creator of six-word memoirs, several books, and also Six in the City, which he started in Columbus. give us a call. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org, or you can tweet us at WOSU All Sides. There's plenty of room for six words in a typical tweet. What's on your T-shirt right now?
So, you know, Ann, I often wear a six-word memoir T-shirt. I have about 10 of them. So Much Crying, The Baby Too, which I wrote when my son was 3 months old. My work T-shirt, which is Now I Obsessively Count the Words. A T-shirt that someone said to me at a wedding once. I explained what I did, and people were often like, oh, I totally heard of you. That's awesome. Or they'll say these six words to me. From this, you make a living. And I made a T-shirt. Today I wear my general six-word T-shirt, my General Smith Mag T-shirt, because it's really, I'm thinking about Columbus. And it's everyone has a story.
That's just four words,
just
by
yeah,
the way.
But our tagline now is everyone has a story, what's yours? And that's the story of Columbus. And, you know, if people call in with their six words, you know, I would love to hear a Columbus story, describe your neighborhood in six words, how you got here or why you decided to stay here, or just the six words about your life, your life now or, you know, any part of your life. But everyone really does have a story, and everyone has a Columbus story for sure.
Yeah, for sure. We have – and speaking of that, Michael DeBonis, my producer, just posted his six-word memoir, Buckeyes on Field, Grocery Store Empty.
Yeah.
Perfect. I completely agree with
that. And if you
just
got here, you're like, oh, I get it. You know, if you, that makes sense. That now that there's the time to go shopping if you're not into college football.
Dakota in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Dakota.
Hi, how are you? This is past guest Dakota Rudisill from the law school.
Hi.
So I just absolutely love this program today, and it reminded me that I've challenged my law students as an exercise in writing concisely to write a story in not six words but 12 words, and I've used the Hemingway story as a prompt and said, look, I'm going to give you twice as many words as Hemingway used. And it's been really, really good for my students to learn that words are expensive, and they're also really, really powerful, and every word matters. One of the more interesting things I've seen in reading their stories is that they're overwhelmingly dark. They're full of murder and infidelity and all manner of mayhem. And my best guess based on that is that dark is exciting, but also the Hemingway story, you know, that I use as a prompt is also dark in and of itself. So I just wanted to offer that.
Okay.
Well, Dakota brings up a lot of great points. I mean, we can't overstate the importance of the constraint. You know, words do matter. You must choose your words wisely. When I teach classes in elevator pitching, which isn't just six words, but your short story, the idea to convey who you are and what matters most at an interview, convey something about the bride or groom during a toast, or just make conversation with someone in a bar, maybe someone you'd like to have ask you these three amazing words, tell me more. The ability to be concise and make your point is so important in life. As for the darkness, I'm not surprised. You know, Proust said that all happy families are the same and all happy families are different. The books, you know, we've done seven books. The seventh book will be out, the advice book. And so much of it is the harder parts of life. We have a book called Six Words on Love and Heartbreak, and it's a lot of heartbreak in there.
Yeah. Dakota, thanks for your call. Oops, I guess he's gone. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We'd love to hear your six-word memoir. My guest is Larry Smith, founding editor of Smith Magazine and creator of Six Word Memoirs. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. We're talking about the idea of the six-word memoir today with Smith Magazine editor Larry Smith. He founded the six-word memoir series. Larry lives in Columbus now and has launched another project, Six in the City, Columbus. What is your six-word memoir? Tell us your story in six words. Call us at 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also tweet us at WOSU All Sides or post on the All Sides Facebook page. Lots of options. Children respond very well to this notion.
Children respond really well. And I've been in a few schools already in Columbus since I've been here. I've been in schools all over the country. Third graders are great. Third graders have not hit puberty yet. Third graders have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And when, after talking for a couple minutes about storytelling and memoir, and sometimes they've been briefed by their teacher a little bit, they'll just come up with great things. Life is better in soft pajamas. A third grader told me that. Like pure, brilliance. Two sisters, two brothers, not kidding.
Okay, let's see. Matthew in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome, Matthew.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right, so my six-word memoir for right now would have to be, I just moved up to Columbus, because that's what I'm telling everyone, you know?
You just moved up to Columbus. Is that a couple different levels, or did you move up from?
Up from North Carolina.
Okay.
So we're up. We're definitely up.
Okay.
And what would you describe to your friends back in North Carolina? What are the best things about Columbus in six words?
Oh, wow. Six words?
Yeah.
I mean, God, I love it here, so that's going to be hard. Move up here right now. Moron, I guess, because like, you'd have to be a moron not to move up here. Like,
well, corollary to yours is a lovely one I heard recently, which is Columbus, Ohio, keep it a secret.
Oh, keep it a secret. I mean, honestly, I could kind of see how you'd want that to happen. I moved up here just kind of on a whim. I'm like fresh out of the military, so I was stationed in Pearl Harbor, and now I went back to North Carolina for just a little while, maybe for like 3 weeks, and I talked to my cousin who lives up here, and she just said, it's fantastic. You know, she's been up here for 3 years. And, I think that's her coming through the door right now. We're having some lunch.
All right. Well, Matthew, Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and guys. You have a great time. I hope you have a great show.
Thanks. Welcome to Columbus, Matthew.
Oh, thank you.
614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Michelle in Knox County, you're on the air. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Good morning. So my six-word memoir is disease, stress, autism, joyful life anyway.
Thank you. Larry Smith?
Autism is a topic that comes up a lot on the site on six-word memoirs, and it's interesting. And there's a user named John Big John. He's documented his life with his son, his autistic son. And I want to share that with Michelle, one of my favorites that John wrote, which is, Son's Autism Broke and Rebuilt Me. Yeah.
Son's
Autism. And it's just, you know, and you can write a backstory on the site, and Michelle obviously has a backstory in her life. And that's the thing. It's she told us a story. We took a journey with her. It was a real story. It was personal. It was true. And for other people who have autism in their lives, you know, it means a lot just to hear that.
Yeah. Michelle,
that's
thank you.
True. Thank you.
Take care. Huh. There's all kinds of people calling in now. We'd love to hear from more. 614-292-8513. I get to read what they're going to say first. And Helen in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Helen. Hello, Helen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You're on the air.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. So
you want to know my... Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just being a little silly.
Okay.
It's can't imagine doing it, too scared.
Can't imagine doing what?
The six-word memoir.
Yeah. your six words begged for a backstory, which we like. It also had a little bit of a meta vibe there.
The backstory is I write, but I tend to be one of these people that writes too much.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Lyra, you've talked to, you know, very accomplished writers, asking them to do this, and the assumption is they could just, it rolls off the tongue with them, but that's not the case.
Two general reactions from the famous writers of the world. They respond very quickly. When we first launched the project, I emailed Elizabeth Gilbert, who I knew from back in the days when we were both waiting tables.
Before
she wrote Eat, Pray, Love.
Eat, Pray, Love.
And I said, you know, Liz, would you share a six-word memoir? Because if you share one on the site, wow, how inspirational for folks who've, you know, never shared a site anyway. They could be on the same playing field, so to speak, the storytelling playing field as Elizabeth Gilbert. And she emailed me back, you know, a minute later. Here's my six words, Larry. Me see world. Me write stories. And she said, please, if you ever say that, use it in a kind of a Tarzan voice. So I did not do very well. Mario Batali, the celebrity chef, sent him a note, and he emailed six back at 2 a.m. And the one I really love and we put in a book, brought it to a boil often. Then J.R. Moringer, who wrote a beautiful memoir called The Tender Bar, kept sending me notes. You know, Larry, I'm working on it. And I'd heard he's a very careful, slow writer, you know? And he stayed in the game with me on the email, and I really wanted his six-word memoir in the book. You know, the writers I love, I really want to have them part of the project. Famous people are only a small part of it. And finally he wrote a book about his growing up in a bar in Long Island, working class Long Island, and his six words were, say when, said childhood, pouring, spilling. And it's kind of a six-word story of the Tender Bar. Now, Frank McCourt, who died a few years, Angela's Ashes, right. I was chasing Frank McCourt for years. Assistants, editors, agents, I had to have Frank McCourt's six-word memoir. One Sunday morning, we're hanging around. I get an email from an AOL address I didn't recognize, you know, almost afraid to open it. What's this? Spam or whatever. And it's like, hey, Smith, heard you looking for my six words. Here you go. Miserable childhood leads to royalties. I shriek with delight. Except, yeah. Smith, thank you, Mr. McCourt. I know you were a teacher. This will be so special for other teachers and in schools. It was only five words. So I emailed him back. I thought he'd never hear from me. He said, I'll just plan around the whole brevity thing. I think he just made a mistake. And so he said, I'll give you a the. The miserable childhood leads to royalties, now known as the McCourt the.
The. Tis. Thanks a lot, Helen, for overcoming your fears and sharing your six-word memoir. We have a tweet from Move Home Band. It says, loud guitars can save your life. That's not – oh, it is. It is. It is. It's six words. Loud guitars can save your life.
So now, I mean, I'm imagining your listeners are saying, well, you know, what happened? And they're creating a backstory in their head. Maybe he was going through some tough stuff. He got in a band. He got his aggression out. It was some sort of therapy. Who knows? Or maybe he heard a loud guitar and he jumped and he missed a falling, you know, mm-hmm. boulder.
Or
you
maybe
know?
Loud guitar started to affect his hearing. He thought his hearing was going because of loud guitars. He went in to have his hearing checked and they found a tumor in his brain.
Absolutely. You just never know.
Just go on and on and on. Camille wrote on Facebook, deafness made me raise my voice.
Wow. That's six-word memoir of the day
that's
worthy.
That's beautiful. Let's see. Philip in Columbus, you're on the air on All Sides with Ann Fisher. Hi, Philip.
Hi, Ann. How's it going?
Good.
Mine is music used to be my life.
What happened?
Life happened. I didn't have the time to devote like I wanted to. I was playing in bands for a number of years, over 10 years, and doing all that good stuff, recording. And then I met my now wife, and she's like, well, you can't do this forever. So decided to embark on a career on real estate. And then through that, I got a career in appraisal. So now I'm wearing both hats, and I just don't have time to wear the rock and roll hat anymore.
Hmm. Well, maybe the rock and roll hat will return. I know that's more than six words. Actually, that reminded me of a six words a teen wrote, which is Guitar Hero Lies, I Don't Rock.
Well, Philip, thanks for calling in and sharing your six-word memoir.
Absolutely. Take care.
Take care. I want to get one to hear's one about Columbus. And Michael and Lewis Center, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Yeah, mine is investments in Ohio, Columbus is great.
Okay, so investment what?
Investments in Ohio, Columbus is great.
Oh, okay. There you go. Investments, it's a great, you know,
okay.
A great call for Columbus. He said he was from Lewis. I was in a high school, Olentangy High School
up there,
in Lewis
yep.
Center. And it was really nice. We were with some seniors, and they can be tough to get to talk, you know, of course. And, you know, this one girl came around at the end of my talk. Well, we just do a six-word slam, wherever I am, a high school, a hipster storytelling event, a festival. We always want participation here. You know, we want participation here. And it came around to this girl, and she said, in six words, no, I do not speak Indian.
Oh.
You know, she's a Native American girl, and I think it's just, you know, she just told something to the 60 kids around her in that auditorium. You know what? I don't know if she ever said that before, but it was very powerful. And you can bet got those kids thinking.
Yeah. All right. Michael and Lewis Center, thanks for that call. We have a couple of Ohio-related ones. Or that's Columbus. So it says, email from Ken says, came to Ohio State, never left.
I've heard that sentiment quite a bit.
I bet.
in six words, and it's great.
Email from Stacy, begrudgingly moved here, never want to leave. Do you have people kind of using the wannas?
Oh, well, you know, we're a little loose with the grammar as long
it's
as the word count gets it in six words. We're not curing cancer. We're doing some nice accidental therapy here, but we're not curing cancer. So we'll allow wanna.
By the way, I keep forgetting to tell people the Six in the City is a series of events that are going to be going on in Columbus. If you want to learn more about where those are, when they are, and how you can participate and maybe meet Larry Smith, founding editor of Smith Magazine and creator of Six Word Memoirs, you can go to the link on our website. It'll take you to their link or at least a list of all the events that will be going on this fall and in the winter. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Oh, here's one I would have to agree with. Danny in Columbus, you're on the air.
Hello, how you doing, guys?
Good.
All right. Well, mine for Columbus is easy driving, good people, food, sports.
That's six.
There's the whole Megillah there, you know? Six good words about Columbus.
Six words, right. Thanks, Danny.
All right, very good.
Take care. Easy driving is absolutely true. Email from Betsy in Dublin. Trying so hard to do right.
That's six, you know, lovely personal words. And if you change a little bit, try so hard to do right. Now you have six word advice.
JJ wrote on Facebook, somehow survived, just enjoying life now.
Again, you know, the idea of six words or any kind of storytelling as a form of self-expression. You know, I didn't set out to be in the self-expression business. I just wanted to create this kind of new literary game that took on this self-expression piece. And, you know, when you share a story, and six words is a great way to share a story because a lot of people don't know where to start. So if you start with six words, you're doing a couple of things. You're releasing something, and that's powerful. But then you're giving something to somebody else to receive. And in the case of here we are on the air, many people at once. On, you know, websites, many people at once. Even in a festival, many people at once. And I think there's two important things happening there. And again, my mom was a social worker and she overanalyzed us to death. So I wasn't looking to get into this business. But the power of storytelling for self-expression and healing cannot be overstated.
Absolutely. Nancy in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Expert in anything, once a beginner.
Lovely.
Interesting.
Now, I can't say I created that. It's coined from someone else, but I work with people getting their first jobs, also refugees getting their first jobs in the United States. And so I kind of have that written in their language as well as mine. So it's helped me to stay focused on what's important.
And so many people, since I've been, you know, really trying to get the word out about Six in the City, have said, "Oh, you know, I'm starting meetings by saying, hey, everyone, you know, at this board meeting or a nonprofit meeting, start with six words on what you're hoping this meeting will accomplish. Start with six words on what you're trying to do in the next 6 weeks. It's that icebreaker, sure, but also get to the essence of what you're trying to do."
Nancy, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Sure, thanks.
Chuck in Columbus, sort of along the lines of Nancy. Hi, Chuck.
It is kind of along the same lines. Mine is, I thought I could, I did. And that goes back to...
It's actually, I thought I could, so I did.
Oh, yeah, I thought...
That's six words.
I thought I could, I did.
Okay, one, two,
six,
three,
sorry.
Four, five. You're right.
All right. So it has to do with... my life and work. I'm contemplating retirement here very shortly, and I've been looking back on that quite a bit. And so at this point in time, I kind of look back and say, I guess I thought I could have done it, and I did.
You know, Chuck, that reminds me of there's a TED Talk that's been, you know, viewed millions of times by a woman named Amy Cuddy, who talks about power posing and sort of just kind of, you know, body posture and sort of confidence. And she has a great six-word line in her talk, which is "Fake it till you become it." And you will be, and you will become it.
I may have done some of that.
We all do.
Absolutely, Chuck. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Pat in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Pat.
Oh, hi, Ann. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you. I listen
to it a lot. You want to know what my six words are?
Yes.
Okay. Living thy commandments keeps me happy.
Do you get a lot of biblical or religious? You did the whole one on Jewishness, but...
We get a lot of faith because, you know, what is faith? Tricky, hard, you know, for many people, important. And so it's big, right? So the essence of faith, there was a pastor, one of the first, you know, I started getting Google alerts when the books came out. So I'd see, well, all these other people are doing things with six words I never imagined. This pastor from Louisville wrote a column in a Christian newspaper. And he said, if Jesus came back down to earth and he looked around, what would he say in six words? You know, so sum up where we are. And also, you know, that reminds me that, you know, there are all these events coming up. What I really hope to make Six in the City wonderful is that we've created packages for how to create your own event, your own meetup. I want it to be decentralized. I want someone that says, you know, I've got a church in this part of town. I've got a school in Hilltop. I've got a business in Clintonville. And I can have my own six-word meetup. And we give people, you know, sort of examples on how you do it. And me and my little team will come to as many as we can. But use six words isn't my thing. Six words is a tool to work into what everyone else wants to do, whether questions of faith or why are we on this board or why do we love this restaurant, you know? And you get your locals to come and start chatting. What happens is, well, A, people eat and drink more, or they take more yoga classes, or they get more excited about coming to church or school. But also, when you know each other better, those people you've been kind of seeing a little bit, oh, yeah, I've seen you in that yoga class. But when we do our event at Yoga on High, and the people you've maybe not had the confidence or you're shy to say, well, who are you? We'll hear their stories in six words. And now we're connected. And that's good. That's good for life and that's good for business.
All right, Pat, thanks for that call. Email from a listener. I guess she says, I don't know why I said she, but suicide, murder, pain, childbirth, son, joy.
Well, so
a lot of balance in that.
A lot of balance. And what makes a great six-word memoir, any six-word story? People ask me that a lot. A narrative arc. We took a journey with her, and it told a story, and it was specific. And you know what else it was? It was honest. To graciously share a story like that is really wonderful. It's not easy.
Let's see, Bobby in Columbus. I'm coming your way. Bobby in Columbus, you want to wrap up this segment? Go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. My six-word memoir is, I'm exhausted, but I keep going.
A lot of people like that out there.
You got to keep going. Can I share one from the mayor?
Yeah.
So, of course, I love it when, you know, some of our local luminaries share six words just along with everybody else. You know, it makes the project, you know, even richer. And so I've been chasing the mayor, and the mayors came in recently. And so from Mayor Michael B. Coleman, we have vision plus persistence equals great cities. No, I'm sorry. Vision plus persistence makes great cities.
I don't know why, but I feel like I have to count these things out. Well, as if you hadn't already done it.
What you can't see that I'm always counting, but I can see Ann. Ann's got the six-word bug.
I've got my fingertips going.
And I hope that other people get the bug and they're constantly counting and sharing them around dinner tables and bringing them to all parts of their lives.
All right. Well, let me see. Bobby in Columbus, thanks for that call. And keep on keeping on. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. We're talking about the idea of the six-word memoir today. My guest is Smith Magazine editor Larry Smith. He founded the six-word memoir series Larry lives in Columbus now. He's launched another project. It's called Six in the City, Columbus. What is your six-word memoir about Columbus? Tell us your story in six words. Call us at 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also tweet us at WOSU All Sides. We have a tweet from Jake Young. He writes, he played music all night long. And let's see, how about another about what people like to do? Ashley in Dublin, you're on the air.
Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Good. My six-word memoir is, I'd rather be riding my horse. And especially days like today when I'm about to go into work and it's gorgeous and I'd really rather be at the barn and riding.
Perfect weather to be at the barn.
I'm guessing if you had a T-shirt that said that, you get a lot of head shakes and, yeah, me too, you know?
Maybe I'll put that on a T-shirt.
Oh, man, it is tough to go into work on days like today when you have an option of riding a horse. Thanks, Ashley. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Okay. So a lot of that. That tells
sure, just nice, nice things people can relate to that just sort of says what's in your head, you know. And if you say, hey, what would you rather be doing? We could go on and on, right? But just what's the essence? What is your really six-word story? So we know Anne loves horses.
I do. Rebecca in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Mine actually does have relation to Columbus as well, but the memoir is TBI doesn't just affect one brain.
What's TBI?
Traumatic brain injury.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was trying to think, and that's very interesting.
Yeah,
because it's so true.
My husband has one, and we've now moved three times, and this is two times. We moved to Ohio for the TBI programs that are here.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
That's a lovely personal memoir that really fits into this community.
Right. Thanks a lot, Rebecca. Let's see. I've got more emails from Elizabeth. Married wrong man, divorced right one.
That reminds me, Anne, of one. Someone should have objected at my wedding. Probably like Me Too is going on out there.
Oh, now, email from Nicholas. I have a backstory for Nicholas's. He says, this is the mantra of folks from Portsmouth who want to go to OSU. Reading, writing, Route 23 North. I'll tell you what, I used that in an article I wrote some years ago and got so much people flipped out. They were very angry. They thought it was very dismissive of Appalachia and that kind of a thing. Some of them must be kind of controversial sometimes.
Oh, sure. And of course, you know, on the site and on Facebook where people do a lot of six wording, they call themselves Sixers, by the way. You can see what happened in current events if you look at the site and you don't hear the news or you know read something, read a media outlet because political elections. Oh, great stuff! I can't think of one now, but great stuff on Trump and the election and so yeah, it gets controversial, but largely it's a pretty nice community, and also just people, especially when they're talking about politics and community issues, they can be long-winded and blowhardy. So, all right, you want to make your point? Get it down to six words. What's your six-word vision for Columbus? With the election, what is your vision for Columbus? We can go on and on, but I'd love to hear from all people running for election this season. What's your six-word vision?
I'll have to make that one of the questions I ask every candidate that comes on the show.
Exactly.
I love
that
idea.
Can you sum up your vision in just six words?
Oh, boy. And it would just make things go so much faster.
Right.
Email from Ben in Clintonville. This is his six-word memoir. Afghanistan took Jeff, haven't woke up.
So
he did tell us a backstory, too.
Let's hear that.
We lost our little brother in 2009 in Afghanistan. The pain is still raw and the memories are still strong. Rest in peace.
So, six words can be a lot of fun, of course, and some are silly and goofy, but veterans groups and veterans specifically have really found the form to be a useful form. When you've come back from war and someone asks you, what happened? How are you doing? You often hear two responses. I don't know where to start or I don't know where to end. The idea of starting with that six words to get the words out and then telling a short backstory, really powerful. Or, there's so much happened. Okay, let's just bring it down, Can you just start with six words? Get it down to six words. Then let's open it back up. So that from Jeff, very appreciated.
Very much. Thank you so much, Ben.
Oh, Ben, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Megan, and is it Millwood?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So my six words is love Michigan. You're not from Ohio.
Now, is that you?
Yes.
You mean if you love Michigan, you're not from Ohio? You are just wrong.
You know, I've been here just long enough to understand that Michigan is
like,
fighting words.
just from a football point of view.
Right.
You mean
course.
Love, parenthetically, University of.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because you know I'm from Michigan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Just
but,
football.
You know, another Buckeye. Yeah, I mean, the Buckeye thing is very, very big.
Well, one thing I like about the pride of Columbus, people are so into it. Really, I heard people liked Columbus, and I heard it was good. But, wow, it's even more proud and better than I expected. It gets very aggressive. The other day, a young lady held up these six words, and we took her picture and put it on Facebook, which is, I'm here. It's better than Cleveland. Fighting words. I hear Cleveland isn't so bad, but you know.
Cleveland's not bad at all. No place is bad. Megan, thank you so much for that call. I want to get to Kelly in Columbus. You're on the air. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So what's your six-word memoir?
Love is great. Life is blessed.
What's the backstory?
Just I'm very grateful and every day is wonderful.
A little bit of personal philosophy.
All right. Well, great. Thank you for sharing that.
Have a great day.
You too. And then Josette in Hilliard. Hi, Josette.
Hi. I can't believe I'm actually on.
Yeah, I know. You waited a while. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what I said now.
It starts with obesity.
No, it's not obesity. It's abuse.
Okay.
Trap. Addiction, recovery, freedom, joy.
Abuse, trapped.
Addiction,
recovery, joy.
No, freedom.
Freedom, recovery, joy. Gotcha. Obesity. I'm sorry. For some reason, someone wrote down obesity. Abuse, trapped, addiction, freedom, recovery, joy.
And I bet she could write a whole book about what happened.
Right, Josette?
I'm sorry. It's still not right. It's abuse, trapped, addiction, recovery, freedom, joy.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Each word chosen wisely.
It matters.
Yeah, I love that people get very, you know, look, this is the way it's got to go. I said these six words. Don't change my verbs or nouns. And that's the way it is. You know, we own our words. Our words are our stories, and our stories are our lives.
Right. Josette, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Some people just write a series of words. Other people write in sentences.
That's right. I mean, some people just kind of six words to describe their life in general. Other people like to really do tell a story. Some people just take one very, very kind of intense part of. I asked a woman named Melissa Schneider about she's been to Ohio a while. She works at the Mid Ohio Food Bank. I'm like, tell me your six words on Columbus. I thought it would be something about giving back and hunger and this kind of thing. And she looked me in the eye. She said the following: six words on Columbus. No cows. Really, zero, asterisk, ing, cows. No cows, really, zero,
asterisk.
Fill in your word, cows. She's like, everyone thinks it's a cow town. It's not a cow town, Larry. This is a metropolis. We've got great food. We've got great community. We've got, and you know, nothing wrong with cows.
No, nothing wrong with cows. They're not chicken.
That's the message she wanted to send to the world about Columbus. The cows have gone back to pasture.
And then, of course, sure as shooting, you're going to next drive down by Upper Arlington, by the West Campus of Ohio State. And then, of course,
that's where the cows. I've been looking for the cows. Finally, where am I? I was promised a cow when I got here.
I love seeing those cows, too. Anna in Cincinnati, you're on the air. Hi, Anna. Hello, Anna.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, my six-word memoir is Job Loss Leads to Better Life.
There's an arc there.
The exits were entrances in disguise. A teen told me that once. It's probably a maxim we've heard before, but when she stood up and said that.
Entrances.
The exits were entrances in disguise.
Oh, I like that. That's very good. Anna, thanks for holding on. I'm glad to hear your job loss leads to better life. Yeah, a lot of people learned that in the last few years, I think. I hope so. Jose in Upper Arlington, you're on the air. Hi, Jose.
Hi, Jose. And I'm an engineer and I'm at FNCO. And so mine, I would like to give you a pair. They are complements of each other.
Okay.
One is math is music for the mind. Music is math for the soul.
That's lovely.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. Are you a musician too?
No, but I like music and I appreciate it. And, you know, I like the math that goes with music.
Right.
It's all tied up together.
Okay. Well, you've written a 6-word mission statement for math.
Yeah. Thanks, Hosea.
Everybody right. needs a good, you know, good branding, including math.
Exactly. We have a tweet from John who writes, always thinking, never seeing, world imagined.
Oh, I'm sort of picturing all these things right now.
Yeah. Always thinking, never seeing, world imagined. Hmm.
One of the things we want to do, as you said, that I kind of got very visual and sort of a mural in my head. One of the things I want to do with Six in the City is challenge different artists to do murals. And in those murals are 6 words. And this was an idea that someone came to me. They heard about Six in the City. They said, you know, I'm from the art community. And what if we, you know, it's not that hard to get permits for, we want to do it all, you know, on the up and up, get
sure.
permits for these walls that have nothing on them across the city, of course, not just in one neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get 6 artists to each do a mural. And maybe each mural would have 1 word and we create a puzzle around what the 6 words story tells about Columbus. Maybe each one has 6 words. And obviously, you know, we want to, you know, try to get some funding for that or a grant and pay the artist. But, you know, 6 words happens here on the air. It happens digitally. It happens in real space. But to walk across the city, different parts of Columbus and the outskirts, and see these beautiful murals and, you know, perhaps inspire art teachers and in classrooms to then have their kids do their own version of that. That's what I want to see with Six in the City. I want it to be this flexible, movable feast, really, of 6 words.
Email from Raven. There are 2 about her neighborhood. Diamond in the Rough, Wineland Park.
Mm.
And then another one, Short North Saved from Self-Destruction.
Wow.
Now, you weren't around back when Short North was...
I heard the stories, yeah.
Avoid it at all cost, North. It's changed a lot. Let's see.
And imagine a meetup in Short North somewhere where people have been there for decades and people who are new to the area all share 6 words. What was it like? What is the vision? You could learn more about the Short North in an hour than you could in, you know, a history class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it'd be more fun and, like, you know, maybe we're eating some of that great ice cream over there.
Jenny's. Irma in Wadsworth, you're on the air. Hi, Irma.
Hi. Nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
My 6 words is, dire poverty made me a success.
Interesting. Now, we had just had the call from Cincinnati about job loss led to a good life. I can't remember exactly what it said, but is there a backstory there, Irma?
Well, really, you know, it's like it's born well, born poor, learned well, lives good. You know, there's the story. You overcome poverty, you work with life, and you are a success.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Irma.
Means well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sometimes people's memoirs, and we're just about out of time, they're big picture. They're world memoir type stuff, like email from Mary, respecting diversity brings us world peace. Their philosophies on life, right?
Their philosophies on life and their sort of what the vision they want to see. A 6 words on Columbus that kind of was both very specific and also kind of more worldly. A man named Larry Hamilton shared this with me just the other day. Older guy. Unity in community through inclusive heritage. Now, he was talking about Columbus, but imagine that as, you know, the melting pot of America. A time as someone's, you know, parts of a parts of it around this election. Some people are trying to divide us, right? But unity and community through inclusive heritage. That's the story of America. That's the story of Columbus. That's the story of faith.
It's the story of life. Larry Smith, I hope you'll join us again to talk about this.
I will share these six words from David Brown. Look at us. We are beautiful. Six words on Columbus.
Larry Smith, founding editor of Smith Magazine, creator of Six Word Memoirs. We'll link, once again, a link to the in our website at wosu.org/allsides about Six in the City, Columbus, to learn more about events coming up throughout Columbus with Larry Smith. Thanks to all the great callers, all the great tweeters, all the great Facebook messages and emails for participating today. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.